Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. In these rotten times, I do have a heartwarming story. The feds distribute thousands of surgical masks, gloves seized by the FBI. The federal government said Thursday that it is distributing tens of thousands of masks, gloves, and other PPE equipment to medical personnel in New York and New Jersey, after seizing the materials earlier this week. The Justice Department said FBI agents discovered the stash during an operation by its hoarding and price gouging task force. Among the items were 192,000 N95 masks, 130,000 surgical masks, 598,000 medical grade gloves, as well as surgical gowns, hand sanitizer, and spray disinfectant. The Department of Health and Human Services said it will pay the owner of the materials fair market value for the supplies that were confiscated. Criminal hoarding charges cannot be filed, a Justice Department official explained, because the materials were stockpiled earlier before the government announced the crackdown. Yeah, that's great to price gouge people and keep it stored as dead people are being loaded onto semi-truck trailers. Law enforcement officials said the materials were stored at a car repair shop in New Jersey and a residence in Brooklyn. Now, why would these materials end up in the person's or people's hands where they're stored at a car repair shop and a residence in Brooklyn? Oh, my God. I heard on the news that, you know, somebody's got a Trump should appoint a military officer to be in charge of the supply chain. That was suggested by an official. That's what the military generals are there for at war, is the distribution of equipment. It just astounds me that that's where that stuff ended up. The FBI arrested the homeowner, Brooke Feldheim, on charges that he lied to agents after acquiring the materials. He was also charged with assaulting a federal officer by coughing on an agent while claiming that he was infected with COVID-19. Court documents said Feldheim offered to sell protective supplies to doctors and nurses, arranging to make one such sale through a WhatsApp chat group labeled Virus 2020. Investigators said they watched people go to his house and walk away with boxes and bags that appeared to contain medical supplies. One doctor paid a markup of about 700% to buy masks and surgical gowns, according to the prosecutors. Feldheim appeared in court Monday to face the charges. He was released on bail and required to surrender his passport. Yeah, if I was the judge, 700% markup, I would say 25 years for that dude. And no possibility of parole. And I also have to do a little research. But I've heard that companies that are making some of this stuff, they're sending it to other countries. When other countries are sending airplanes worth of materials to us, I think it is high time, as generous as the United States has been in the past to other countries during disasters, that other countries that are on the downswing of this thing should step up and provide some for us. The ineptness of the Trump administration during this is astounding, I believe, because all the good people that would know how to work this better were either fired or quit. He's got his son-in-law up there doing stuff now. Please do not reelect this man. I'm begging you. Do you believe Ronald Reagan or either George Bush would have ran it this way? And they would have at least known how to better distribute responsibilities as far as the supply chain. And it's time for a general to work with these companies and get these products to where they need to be. And I would say New York and New Jersey is the first spot. I know Louisiana and Florida could use them too. I don't understand how Trump approval ratings could be so high during this. Last I heard they were, they might have gone down. For me anyway, it doesn't give me a lot of confidence in him when he spends most of his time bashing governors who ask for some of this stuff, like Michigan's governor. And they had an interview with her, and she said, well, I'm not into taking pot shots at people, and I'm just telling them what we need. Oh, this is a joke. How many more bodies are going to be stacked up in trailers in New York City? And more than likely not being able to give a proper funeral because of the distancing and all that. Maybe, you know, if the government is out of supplies at the moment, that's not his fault. I'll give him that. I mean, he should say that, but he should not say that the stuff is really going out when all these governors are saying that it's not, and Trump's saying, well, it must be going out the back door. Well, yeah, here is a evidence of that, and the feds delivering it to these people is rather stupid. You know, it should go to Governor Cuomo to distribute as he sees fit to, and that's where the general would come in. You know, that's like, contact Cuomo. Where do I deliver this stuff? I'll bring it here and you distribute it the way you see fit. I believe it is just amazing to me that some of these companies are trying to gouge people and even sending equipment overseas when governors are just begging for ventilators. And the government's sitting on 2,000 of them, that a lot of them are defective, don't work. Life goes on for some of us. And I even feel guilty. It's only by chance that my maintenance guy here had an N95 mask, because I am in the high-risk category, being diabetic. And he had 4 left. He uses them for some of the work around here because of mold and other stuff that he does. And, you know, I thought about, well, gee, I put it on once, and I thought, oh, man, that, and then they probably couldn't use it anyway. So, I don't know. Anything on Amazon you're looking at the end of May, early part of June, as far as a protective mask? And most of those do not mention actually inhibiting viruses to get in. There's one respirator there with the full face shield that is restricted to hospitals and stuff. So that's good. May have wished I had ordered one of those anyway to make myself feel better, you know, and people should not look. I mean, I've seen one person wearing a mask already. I know other people have seen them wearing them in this town because we've had cases in both counties to our east, and it is going to get here eventually. Hopefully, nobody would think that I was sick. And I'm just using it for my protection and your protection as far as going out to the grocery store where there are people that are not obeying the 6-foot rule. And my brother says, oh, a sneeze can travel a lot further than that anyway. So the 6-foot thing is kind of a minimal thing, distance. There's no magical number that you can stay away from a person. I don't know. I'm going to wear the mask in there because I'm going to get groceries here in a little bit. We'll see how people react. And I suppose since not a lot of people, well, I don't know. I might see it more and more in Walmart and stuff like that, people wearing masks around here. Because if you get severe symptoms and you don't have a respirator, you're saying to that person, you're dead. That's what Cuomo said. You're dead. I don't know. We need a president up there who knows what they have available and how to distribute it and tell the truth about stuff that they do not have and what they have and what's being shipped out, and can tell the truth about that, and just not sit there and bash governors that call and ask about this PPE equipment. It doesn't make Trump look good. This is for all you trumpeters out there, those of you who follow Trump or who would follow Trump over a cliff if asked and believe everything he says is 100% gospel. I'm not blaming Trump for everything. Some things he did do right, closing off travel from China here, which he touts a lot. But most of all, I put the blame on the Chinese Communist government. Like Steve Bannon said, the Chinese government has a lot of blood on their hands with this. And I would say so. And that should be addressed eventually once the world gets back to being semi-normal. Yeah, what is going to be the new normal? I hear that. That's the new phrase now. But it makes me so angry that this happened. But enough of that. I'm going to talk about something else right now. I got something. This is a hard left turn from that sobering topic, but I got a picture the other day about a guy doing a teleconference, a video teleconference with his job or whatever. He's got this nice shirt on and a tie or whatever, and unfortunately, he doesn't see there's a mirror behind him. And come to find out, he's not wearing any pants or anything else for that matter. You should have seen the horrified look of the woman who was peeking around his right butt cheek when she realized what the other teleconferencing people were seeing. It was a precious shot, I must say.
Ooh.
And I got a like from somebody I wouldn't have expected to on that. Somebody at one time I wish would have given me the time of day, but that's long since gone. I thought that was pretty funny. We need something to laugh about in this situation. My birthday is on Easter Sunday. Another thing coming around for this rotten year. Here I was just a couple of months ago, or well, I don't know how many weeks now, but I was thinking about going out to Denver to see the Who play at the Pepsi Center. That's as close as they get to my area of Minnesota, which is a long haul out there, but that would have been fun to go to. Since I'm not able to see the Who, and when things get back to at least semi-normal, when we're able to go places, I am going to be heading out to Sacramento, California. And I'm not going to be driving my own car around town because I'm going to be hanging out with the coolest party cab in town with Taxi Dave. And he's got his own video out, and I recommend it to everyone when things open up to head out to Sacramento and ride in style with the coolest cat in town. He's even got his own rap song here. So let's give it a listen.
Hi, I'm Taxi Dave, a self-employed yellow cab driver in downtown Sacramento, California. I want to invite you to come visit Sacramento, California, because we've been added new bars, nightclubs, hotels, restaurants, and there's a lot of tourism with the state capitol, museums like art, history, and transportation. Now, Sacramento is definitely the place to be for tourism, fine dining, and just plain partying. Now, when you come down to Sacramento, call me, Taxi Dave, and my party cab, and you can find all the information about me on my website at sactaxidave.com. Check it out. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, Taxi Dave, in my black and yellow cab. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, Taxi Dave, in my black and yellow cab. Yeah, you know who I am. And everything I do is big. Now my cab looks unapproachable. It's safe, it's mean, and it's super clean. And you want to ride with me because I'm the big cat. I'll be behind the wheel of my yellow cab, singing it and slapping it, and that's that. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave in my yellow cab, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave in my black and yellow cab, yeah. Got a call from a customer, this just in. They need a pickup at the Holiday Inn. Gotta go now, but when you're in Sactown, give me a call, because I'll be your best ride ever in downtown Sacramento. You know who I am. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah, you know who I am. Yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah, you know what it is. I do it big. Yeah, you know who I am. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah, you know who I am. Yellow, black and yellow.
Sacramento will be the place to be this fall. I've already got my suite booked at the Motel 6, and they're going to leave the disco ball lights on for me, and I'll be riding in style with Taxi Dave, and we'll be checking out all the bars and restaurants. I'm so there. We're also going to hit the new Denny's on 42nd Street. And hitting the new bar there called the Dusty Dive. So you better make your reservations with Taxi Dave. He's getting booked up. And he'll give you the royal treatment driving you around Sacramento. In these times, chaotic times, I think we need more stories about people helping people get through this. And I do have one that is pretty humorous and interesting, but it shows of some kindness of people helping people, you know. This is from Seminole, Pennsylvania, where a 93-year-old woman held a sign to her window It said, "I need more beer." And she's holding a Coors Light can up to the window. Coors Light responded, dropping off 150 cans of beer to Olive Vernessi's house in Seminole. Looks like the good times are brewing for a beer-loving 93-year-old woman in Pennsylvania. I mean, she's 93. What has she got to lose? I mean, other liquor companies should jump on the bandwagon, like send over a bottle of Wild Turkey, maybe some Hennessy and Grey Goose vodka. Everyone should jump on the bandwagon. She should be well stocked at 93. She looks pretty spry. I think she could handle it. Last week, Olive Vernessi of Seminole was facing a serious problem. She has quarantined herself to avoid catching the coronavirus. The China virus. She wanted to avoid catching the China virus, but her beer supply was starting to run low. I was on my last 12 cans. I have a beer every night. You know what? Beer has vitamins in it. It's good for you, as long as you don't overdo it. Well, Wild Turkey might be, like, what the hell? I mean, 93, you might as well live it up. She told Pittsburgh CBS affiliate KDKA TV. Beer contains selenium, B vitamins, phosphorus, folate, and niacin, as well as protein and fiber. But desperate times require desperate solutions, which is why Vernessi had a relative photograph her showing a heartfelt message to the world. "I need more beer!" 2 exclamation points. She means it. Let's see. She's doing her part to stay home and stay safe, and she's sending this message to her neighbors and to her daughter when she had the sign up to her window there. The photo of her racked up more than 10,000 likes on social media and a few others to get her suds stashed, restocked, KDKA reported. But the good times really began flowing for her on Monday when Coors Light, the beer she was drinking in her plea for Pilsners, came through with 150 cans, enough to last her another 5 months in quarantine. Naturally, news of this generous act caused the eyes of fellow beer nuts to suds up. let's see what comments we have here. I won't use last names here. Jessica replied, "You're the real MVP," responding to Coors Light. Amy writes, "Fantastic. Well done, Coors Light. Love that you did this, and I shall support you and thank you by buying more of your product." And hi. "All I need is a SOS sign for some free Coors Light. Bro, I'll send you a ton of pictures of me and a send beer sign." But others had concerns, serious concerns. Andrew writes that they should check her ID. Yeah, that might be. She pulls off her old lady mask after she gets out of the window. Cousin wrote, "Are you sending beer or Coors Light?" Yeah, let's get her some good stuff. What am I thinking of? I don't know. Some Shells from Minnesota. Is a really great beer. Microbrew. We could send over some German beer. And give her some new brands to try. Of course, Light has been her mainstay of beer consumption. maybe I should put a Hennessy sign up here. What if anybody would see it? I have to make it huge. Or now I have some Smirnoff. vodka, but kind of early for a shot. Well, maybe not. I'm trying to brew some spaghetti sauce here in the crock pot, and it's starting to really smell. But a 6-hour time period on it, for some reason, on low. We'll see how it works out in the end. Recipe off the internet. But let's see. Maybe a bottle of Captain Morgan and some Bacardi. Hey, tequila. Patron? Yeah, Patron. Yeah, send her some of that. She'll be liquored up for the next several years. But hopefully she enjoys her Coors Light. She definitely has a stock of it now. Damn, I should get a sign up in the window here for something. But I thought that was pretty humorous. And a nice thing Coors Light did for this woman. Maybe some pot distributors should get in on this and deliver some really good stuff to her. Let me try and do my old lady voice without any sound effects and see how well I do. Man, that's some really dank shit. Now I'm going to sit through my marathon of Walker Texas Ranger and maybe some Matlock.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, man, that is some really dang shit. Well, you can check out my book face page for infotainment. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it. Whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.